On today's show, the Lowe's Home Improvement Store continues to face protests across the country after pulling ads from a show about Muslim Americans. What exactly did Lowe's do wrong? I'll be joined by the head of one of the groups that will be demonstrating in Detroit tomorrow. And is your home computer secure? Well, many are not, and it has implications on all of us. MSU researchers getting almost $500,000 in federal funds to study how to improve the security of home computers. I'll talk to one of the researchers about what it takes to keep your personal information safe. But first, a proposal at the Capitol to drug test welfare recipients in Michigan. It's not the first time it's been proposed. It was enacted under Governor Engler, but never implemented. To talk about this new bill, I'm joined by its sponsor, Republican State Representative Jeff Farrington of Utica. Welcome to the program, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Michael. Appreciate it.
Now, before we talk about this legislation, I want to take just a moment to ask you about this apparent altercation, as it was called, involving Detroit State Reps David Nathan and Harvey Santana on the House floor yesterday. Reports are that House sergeants had to break things up. Did you see this incident?
Didn't see the beginnings of it, but yeah, I did see it as it developed.
Now, was it then a physical altercation?
From my perspective, and I'm on the other side of the House floor, it did seem like it, but it didn't seem to get out of hand too much.
When's the last time you saw anything like that happen?
I've only been up there 11 months, and that was the first time anything even close to that has ever happened.
Well, certainly a busy day, so I'm guessing tempers were getting heated as the day wore on.
It was a couple long hours on the House floor, a couple long days on the House floor.
Now, let's talk about this bill. It's obviously a very controversial one. Florida is now dealing with it. It's being dealt with in court, actually. Why do we need to drug test welfare recipients?
Well, I don't know if it's need, but it's definitely a desire. I mean, as I talk to the people in my district over and over, the things that I always bring up is, you know, quality of education, fix the roads, and surprisingly, it's the subject. And it was something that wasn't on my agenda when I took over 11 months ago when I won the election, but it's such a big issue to people out there. In fact, the various news outlets or whatever, they're running, you know, on scientific polls, and it's polling at 80-85%. All the people out there want it to happen. I think they're tired of their tax dollars going to people that are dependent on illegal drugs.
I mean, there are so many prescription medicines now being abused. When we're talking about screening for drugs, are we talking all drugs, including, of course, one that's now medical here, marijuana?
No, what it screens for is illegal drugs. And one of the issues that we would have to get through, and, you know, the bill is just the first part of the process. Work it through, go through a committee, you find out, you know, the various perspectives people have, and one of them is how do we solve the medical marijuana issue as it relates to this issue.
Now, the Michigan League for Human Services says the law would be discriminatory unless it applies to everyone getting money from the state, and they do include the governor, state lawmakers like yourself, your staff, department heads, teachers, even college students that get loans from the state. What would you say to that?
Well, two things. I think it's ridiculous, and their viewpoints are extreme. As I said, the vast majority of people approve this because these are people that are asking for assistance from the taxpayers. And I think it's, think about it, when they go into the welfare rolls, and again, this is just the cash assistance part, doesn't take in the medical part, the food assistance, the school lunches. But the next step in the process, supposedly, or the way it's supposed to work, is for them to get a job. Now, the average person out there has to go through a drug test to get a job. Why not start it on the process while they're taking welfare assistance or the cash assistance from the welfare program to make sure they clean up their act, they go forward so they can get off there, get a job, and hold a job? Because if they're still on drugs, they're not going to be able to get that job, and they probably won't be able to stay on it, and they'll end back on the assistance again. And that's not what we're looking for.
Is your proposal, though, to cut them off of the welfare program if they do test positive for drugs?
Yeah, basically, one of the differences between this and the program that was in place before is this would only be for new applicants to the system. So in other words, someone that's not in, that's already in the system will not be tested for it. It won't be random testing or anything like that. But as you enter, let's say I have to go in for, and I'm looking for the cash assistance, the taxpayer assistance on welfare, I would have to pass the drug screen first to do so.
I'm talking to Republican State Representative Jeff Farrington about his proposed bill to drug test new welfare recipients or those who are applying for welfare. Although, Jeff, unemployment benefits also come to mind as something that involves state money and is used by those that are out of work.
Well, there is a difference there. That's something that people have paid into. They paid it, that into that when they have a job that's paid for by the employer. You pay, you know, the various taxes. I mean, can we look at that? Can we look at legislators taking drug tests? Absolutely. You know, I'm not beyond looking at those various subjects. But let's take step number one. And step number one is people that are getting cash assistance, you know, a lot of times should be at the same bar that someone trying to get a job, because that's what we want these people to do. And I'm sure most of them want that as well. They want to find a job. So let's put them on the right path as far as being drug-free so they can go out and get a job and hold that job.
Although one of the aspects of welfare is it affects potentially an entire family. I mean, if mm-hmm. someone becomes disqualified, you could see children and other family members also being left out in the cold, and families that are already desperate put in even more dire circumstances. Could that not happen?
Well, let's look at that for a moment. As I said, it's not taking in medical. It's not taking in food assistance. It's not taking in school lunches. But if we have the alternative, the capability to take someone off from a drug-using lifestyle, an illegal drug-using lifestyle, and put them right on the right path, I think that's the best thing for the child.
What about the cost, though? I mean, this would be a somewhat of a costly project, would it not? I mean, if you're doing drug tests, I assume there'd be some kind of a review situation. There'd probably be challenges to some of the test results. Would that not all cost potentially millions of dollars for the state?
Actually, I've been a long-time employer, and we've run drug testing programs for the people that work for us. And it's about $50, give or take, depending on the various systems that you use. And as the bill is currently written, this is one of the things being reviewed, but as it's written, is if the person tests negative, in other words, they pass the test, it would come out of their first month's program as one of the capabilities of getting into the program. For those that don't, and I expect that to be 5 to 10%, then those are the ones that we would have to pay for. Estimates are around $120,000 a year. And if it's $120,000 a year to take $1.2 million worth of assistance out of the program, and more so to put people on the right path so they're not living an illegal drug lifestyle and the family members that have to suffer because of it, I think this would be a great use of taxpayer money.
So in terms of putting them on the right path, would there be a program then to take those that fail a drug test and provide them with help to get treatment?
Yeah, as the bill is currently written, that's not part of it, but absolutely that's one of the things we're considering as we've been getting input from various people. And if it goes through the committee process, which I think it will, that's one of the things that we'd be looking for, you know, to see if that's the right thing to do and affordable and so forth. That would be one of the programs we're looking for. Some of the other states that do it currently do it that way.
Do you think it's likely that a good proportion or a fairly significant proportion of those that need welfare or are going through hard economic times may be doing illegal drugs?
No, and actually I appreciate the way you worded that compared to some of the other interviews. You know, a lot of people think I'm doing it because I think everyone's on drugs, and that's not the case at all. In fact, in the year 2000, Michigan did do random drug testing for those on welfare assistance, and the number came out about 10%. If you consider first-time applicants and you consider the fact that if they're on it, a lot of them won't apply in the first place, you know, I'm expecting somewhere in that 5 to 10 range, maybe 5 to 6% range, will actually test positive for it.
From what I understand, this proposal, when it was brought up under Governor Engler, it never was implemented because the ACLU was challenging it. I know in Florida it's now a class action lawsuit involving this testing of welfare recipients. Do you not expect this case to end up in court, and could that not cost the state some money?
Well, you know, we can't be afraid of an extreme organization like ACLU taking a position on how we want to go forward and legislate for the best thing for the residents of the state and the taxpayers of the state. If they so choose to do so, then that's something that we'll have to consider and go through. But that's another part of it, is between where the bill stands now and before its final passage, if it ever goes that route, what we have to do is look and put it into a format that really will pass muster as far as from a legal perspective. For instance, Missouri currently does this, and it's passed legal muster. The difference that they have done that Florida did not, Michigan did not before, is they had a questionnaire at the front end, and the questionnaire had questions like, have you taken drugs in the last 6 months? Have you lost a job in the last 6 months because of drug use? And there was a couple other questions. And what happens is if someone answered one of those questions in a way that showed that they are a possible drug user, the courts have said, well, now you have reasonable cause to give them a drug test. Now, I didn't write the bill that way because, quite honestly, Only the honest people would be caught, and I just don't think that's right. So I want to see if there's other avenues to go, but that might be an end result of how this bill is ultimately written.
I see. Well, we'll see where this bill goes. You guys get back to the Capitol or back in session with January 11th?
Correct.
Okay, excellent. Republican State Representative Jeff Farrington of Utica, thank you very much for joining me.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Michael. Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.